It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to wrinkled sheets. Yeah. Welcome back to Wrinkled Sheets. It has been much too long since the last one. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
You going to sing?
Wrinkled sheets. I did that earlier.
You did it earlier.
Yeah, but I was testing the mic. I did it, so I had left it there and then started again. But so they'll get a double dose. That's the way it goes.
You got to communicate this to me.
I know, because we always have to come down here and reset the mics every time. I don't know why, but we do.
Probably because I do two girls and you do remasculate.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think you really mess with the sound, do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
You come down and test the sound?
Oh. I do it before they show up, my guests, and then I do it when they show up a little bit.
Uh-huh. Do you ever have to tell your guest, would you get a little closer to the mic?
Yes.
Get a little fake. Can you move that
At
over?
At first I didn't, and I'd just turn them up, and they didn't sound as good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is so dorky. No one cares about volume knobs.
No, they do. People that listen to podcasts, some people, because I'm finding out, you know who listen to podcasts?
Podcast people.
Have you noticed a cult.
That?
Have you noticed that, too? Like, people that do podcasts, listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of
PK and DK. I'm addicted.
Let's bring. Let me turn you down.
We don't even have a closet.
We need to bring up the people that you listen to,
as opposed to the people you listen to. Mine are very small. I don't listen to a lot.
No, but you like the PK and DK.
Yes, it's a couple.
A couple, and we both like. Jenna and her husband,
but they don't record enough.
They just put out a new one, by the way. Did you see it?
WT.
Yeah, came out this week. And so that's the ones that I know that you like. It's the couples kind of talk.
And it's the vagina podcast.
What is it about the couples talk that you like other than just saying, hey, listen to this funny podcast?
Maybe it's because it gives me an insight into other people's relationship, and it makes me evaluate if ours is jacked up or not.
Well, you know ours is jacked up.
Well, yeah.
It is? I was teasing.
We just had this conversation.
About it being jacked up?
Yeah, because, like, your headphones were perfect, but mine were too loud, and that's kind of how our relationship is. Like, one of us is good, the other one's like, oh my god.
Well, that's
and I'm usually the oh my god.
That sort of is the symbolic thing. So what do we need to do with that? Like,
should we go see a counselor?
You think so?
I don't know.
Because it's either too loud or it's too spicy or it's too spicy or it's too violent and I can't do that or it's too hot but it's too cold.
Maybe
my
mind always goes back to what you said, like once a woman hits a certain age and she hasn't been married, maybe she's just not marryable.
Oh. So that's what you think, that's where you are now?
I'm 33 and I'm set in my selfish ways.
But maybe you, now that you see that, you would be able to work on it.
I am. I'm trying to not be cranky because you said that I was cranky a lot.
You hate that. Why do you even bring that word up? You've said, did you say it on the last podcast of like, don't use that word?
You can't use that word. I can use that word.
It's like the C word. It's like...
Or it's like I can say, oh, I'm being a witch with a B, but if you ever say that I'm being a witch with a B, you'll probably be sleeping on the couch.
Now, can I say you're acting like a...
No.
You gotta sugarcoat. Isn't there a difference between saying you are being a bitch and you're acting like a bitch? Or you are a bitch? Isn't there... Those are variations, right? One is not the same
Maybe
thing.
Maybe in your head, but I hear the same thing. You're a B.
a bee.
I'm trying to get back to my no cursing.
Holy biscuits. Don't you know that this is the internet? Intranet, as they older people say.
Intranet?
This is the intranet.
There's no A.
I know, but okay. I hear people say it's
good. Actually, intranet is like a company thing, like your internal internet system.
Yeah. Isn't that the Ethernet?
No, that's the cord that connects your computer to the intranet.
I should know these things.
What the heck?
How do you know that? That's because you work in a cubicle with all the intranet stuff.
Every new hire in our Centennial office, I set up their computers. I know. You're probably like, holy cow.
No, I wasn't holy
I'm
shit.
I'm the one that sets up their computers, makes sure everything works. Yeah. Many an hour sit on the phone with IT, and they've taught me a lot.
Speaking of new computers, you got a brand new iPhone.
6 Plus.
Hi. You know, there's more computing power in that than NASA had to put the man on the moon. So that's a big-ass phone.
That's how I can find every Ross within a 20-mile radius.
Is with the yes. calculating power of that?
Yes.
Huh.
Now, and that's how I got my new Bessie Johnson purse.
It is a gorgeous phone. It's big. It's beautiful.
It's
much like my genitalia. But I'm teasing.
Wrong podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wrong podcast.
Dear Lord.
Here's what I'm thinking. Everybody knew the iPhone 6 was about to come out.
Uh-huh.
The iPhone 6 Plus was coming out. So Apple puts out the update. And we all jump on the update.
This one was a doozy.
Oh, it must have been a doozy. Because it has hijacked my phone and sent it straight to hell.
And it did mine too, but I had the 4S. And you have the 5, right?
Right.
You were a step above me. Because when the 5 came out, you got the 5. And I was like, I'm going to be
frugal.
I'm going to get the 4S. And yeah, this last, like the other updates, like I could see some issues, but never.
Like
what?
This. It's almost like Apple sabotaged the phone to make you either...
I posted on Facebook about this before I got my 6 Plus. And I said, does anyone else having these issues? And everyone's like, yep.
Well, you saw that I can't even turn my phone off.
Right.
Now, I can push down there and push the button and push the button. And it's not that... And sometimes it will go off. Mm-hmm. So I know that it's not the button itself. It's something going on with the power or still calculating.
Have you tried to wipe it? Have you tried wiping it and rebuilding it?
No, not yet.
Well,
I don't want to. That's kind of stuff always scares me when you wipe a phone and put it back on. Well, it's going to come back to the same operating system, isn't it?
Right, but you can pick and choose like what goes back on.
What apps go back on?
Yeah, and like go strip down.
I have trouble with that. The other day, I was actually sitting at a coffee shop looking at the apps, thinking I rarely ever use that. I should probably delete it. No, it's a good program.
But you know what?
A lot of those kind of apps on my phone. Well, you have no trouble going, I've used it twice, boop, gone.
But no, if you delete it from your phone, it's still on your account. So, if it was taking up too much memory.
No, I realize that, but if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. How often have you ever taken anything back down from the cloud after you?
Constantly. I am constantly doing that with, like, our doctor's office has an app now where you can look up your stuff. And I'll download it, I'll get the records I need. Email them to myself, and then I...
Then you take the app off again?
When my phone was very slow, I took the Spotify app off, and I left it on my iPad, but then as soon as I got the new phone, I put it back on.
Well, you should take Spotify off. It's been stealing money from Taylor Swift left and right.
What? I thought the artist got paid for the plays.
I thought so, too, but apparently Taylor Swift has decided to pull all of her stuff off of Spotify.
Her new album's not on there. I keep looking.
Everything's off of it.
That's so sad.
You're not keeping up with that?
Sorry.
I thought you were the country music queen.
I thought she wasn't country music.
I thought she wasn't either. But apparently the last album, you know, she left country music. But this was all over the news because it was a big deal that she's the first, you know, big artist to pull all of her stuff off of Spotify. Because apparently Spotify doesn't pay the same way you're supposed to. Like,
no.
They get paid like percentage of a penny, like 0.86.
Doesn't Taylor have enough money?
That's what I thought, too.
But I bet it's the principal. It would be just like if I was only getting a fraction for what I do.
I mean, I can understand that this is my art. This is my job. I would like to be paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I don't know. It just seems weird. Think Spotify is going to take a hit on this? Is it going to?
Yeah. If someone like Taylor Swift is, yeah.
And then the other people will go.
I really like Spotify, though.
It could be going down in flames.
Be going sad face.
Boom!
I got a new music app that I love. It's called Songza.
Songza?
Have you checked it out?
I downloaded the app, but I have not checked it out. I know that it comes in groupings. It has groupings of songs.
Yeah, so I just opened it and it says, it's Monday evening, play music for, and it gives me the option, brand new music, working out, driving, cooking, eating dinner, being single. So I'm going to click
Hit on being single.
I did. Look at us. Holy Holy cow, we're on the same page about being single. That's a problem.
You're the one that started it tonight with the, I'm 33 and I'm not married. Maybe I've just passed my prime. I've got my expiration date. Maybe my meat stinks. I don't know what.
Does my meat stink?
No.
Okay.
I just.
You threw that out there. I had to have clarification because people were listening going, her meat stinks? What?
No, because we passed it.
Okay, so okay. I clicked. Being single. Uh-huh. And it says, celebrate your freedom with a wild night out. Just pick an activity. You have dress to undress, dancing until dawn, finding love in the club, deleting your ex's number, and pre-gaming with your single friends. I'm going to go with deleting your ex's number.
Okay.
Okay. When I click on that, it gives me pop kiss-offs,
uh-huh.
shake it off, R&B kiss-offs, and shake cowgirl kiss-offs. Kiss-offs. So it gives you country, pop, and then R&B. But the titles are...
Well, how the hell would they know what are kiss-off songs or not? You know, at least...
Really?
Because seriously, at least like with Pandora, it's all done with an algorithm, and they know that it's...
Sorry, there's a commercial. I wanted to see what the first song was.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Hey, turn it off.
It's off. Turn it off.
I know. But my point being, with Pandora... They know what you're listening to. They know that the beats per minute or the sounds or.
So the first country kiss off song is
"I Look So Good Without You" by Jesse James.
See, it's
who's Jesse James?
Eric Decker's wife.
Oh, that's right. The guy that used to play for the Broncos.
Yeah, and he plays for someone else now. You know who Jesse James is? She's hot.
If you like that kind of
like big boobs,
trashy look, huh?
You love trashy women.
I do not.
Bologna and cheese. Look, whoa, what was that face? Did I spike?
You just went like just super loud. Just.
All right, so back to our original topic, apps that I delete and uh-huh. then we'll bring back when I need it. Pinterest. I don't Pinterest commonly, but if someone sends me a pin mm-hmm. or I'm looking for a podcast, what are you doing?
Trying to pick up the dog that's annoying me while we're podcasting. I would like to, and I don't want to know why her feet are wet. What have you been in? Oh, my
you
God. Never mind.
Pee.
I don't even want to know. God. Okay. Continue. Okay. Continue the podcast.
So Pinterest, I don't use constantly, but if someone sends me a pin, I download the app. Another one is, what's the app? Shazam.
Uh-huh.
If I only download that when I want to know a song, and then I'll delete it right away.
Isn't Shazam now a paid?
No, because it's on my cloud already.
Oh, you got the old version of spam. Mm-hmm. Spam. Shazam.
You delete it from your phone, but it doesn't delete it from your account. Cartwheel, I only have it downloaded when I'm going shopping at Target.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did not want to do Cartwheel at first. You were like,
I think it's a scam. 5% off of avocados is not a lot.
Well, if avocado is 39 cents.
You only know that because I was having a weird moment last night. And I was like, guess what? I only paid 39 cents for an avocado. And then I said out loud, why am I telling you this?
You don't care.
I need girlfriends. I need more girlfriends because I need girlfriends care about that. Because then they'd be like, I'm going to Target and get some avocados for 39 cents. Woo.
Well, that's true. You ladies used to have those kind of like over the fence conversations. You know,
I think a lot of my girlfriends have progressed in their life where they've gotten married and had kids. And I'm still sitting here going, oh, Eric Church is coming to town. Yes.
How'd you get from avocados to... That.
I think that's it. Like, I used to have those conversations, but now I don't have those girlfriends that we talk every day because they have three kids.
Yeah, but you can still call them with kids and go, hey, avocados are 39 cents.
They stopped answering the phone because they're changing diapers.
Maybe because you were calling them and go, avocados are 39 cents.
They used to care. Anyway. Is it time for a break now?
Huh. Why? Did you want to take a break?
Yeah. Are we not? Oh, God.
You need a break? How long?
No.
6 months? What do you want?
No.
Live in another bedroom? What?
No.
What are you saying?
I thought we were going to take commercial breaks.
Oh. Oh,
to break up the show.
Oh, yeah. That kind of break.
Try something new.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Okay. Well, let's do that. Let's take just this little bit of break.
And we're going to be
regroup,
back.
And we'll come back
yes.
with some news stories and
yeah.
stuff. Okay. We'll
All
be right back as soon as she figures out where she wants to take the break.
All right. Okay. Bye. It all began with Sheila G., a passionate chocolate-loving baker. Took a treasured family recipe for fudge brownies and baked her way into a thriving business. You may have tasted one of her rich, dense squares of heaven at some of the nation's finest restaurants and theme parks. Like many brownie lovers, Sheila is particularly fond of the crisp edges. In fact, she took a great joy in walking the sides of her sheet pans as brownies cooled in their racks. And that's where Sheila found her inspiration for...
Sheila G's Brownie Brittle! I was wondering where you were going with that.
I was telling the story.
I know.
And there are several different flavors. There's mint chocolate chip, toffee crunch, and salted caramel.
They all sound so good. It became my favorite very quick. Very,
120 very quick. Calories per serving.
And a matter of fact, we were at Walmart last night, and you got all like, there it is! There's Sheila G's Brownie Brittle!
Once your product gets into Walmart, you've made it.
You know you've made it. So do you think we should give away a bag of Sheila G's Brownie Brittle?
We have three different kinds. The salted caramel are gone. Before we give away, we need to say congratulations to Kim Eden, who won in the last podcast.
Yes, Kim Eden, congratulations.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah, thanks for listening all the way from Oklahoma.
Yeah, she rocks.
So what flavors do we have to
give away? We have mint chocolate chip, chocolate chip, and toffee crunch.
All right, so if you want one of these, a...
mint chocolate chip, or a toffee crunch...
they need to...
email us at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com.
That's wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com.
The third email we receive.
Third.
Make sure and include your address and name. I'm not going to stalk you.
Name and address. That's how
whatever order you want.
Make sure to include your name and address.
That's wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com, and you'll get to choose from toffee crunch, chocolate chip, or mint chocolate chip.
Mmm, it's Sheila G's Brownie Brittle.
I thought we were recording a commercial.
We were.
Are you going to stop recording
so we can get back
to the podcast?
No, I'm going to just edit it from there.
This roadmap is so
It's all over the place for you, isn't it? See, I'm just dropping in a little bit of promo, and maybe I'll put a song in there.
So today is November the
10th.
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 And it's a special day in my life.
Oh, is this the day we met?
No.
What could be more important than that?
Miranda Lambert was born. 31 years ago.
Wow,
Miranda
she's that
Lambert.
Old?
Will you stop it? You're what, 45? Do the math. You're much older.
Well, yeah, but... I always like to tease women once they get around 25. You know how you start, maybe I'm past my expiration date. Maybe my meat's old.
How old were we when I started dating you? I was 27.
You were 29.
No. 28. 29.
You were 29.
Yes. Yes.
Because you had not reached the 30 expiration date yet.
Right. Yes. And it all changed after that. So, I found a list.
Oh, what was that?
It was me getting all excited. Whee! 7 reasons that I love Miranda Lambert.
Okay. What are the 7 reasons that Janet loves Miranda Lambert?
I actually got this from Entertainment Tonight's website.
Oh, God. I thought this was your list. This is 7 reasons everybody loves.
Should and do love Miranda. Okay. Her heart. She teared up while singing Over You to a 7-year-old fan with cancer. Number 2, her body image. Miranda not only knows how to rock a bikini, but her confidence is inspiring. On her blog, she says she loses weight the healthy and good old-fashioned way by watching what she eats and working out. She says, I'm proud to be a normal-sized girl, and I want to encourage everyone to be confident in their size. Number 3, her bed and breakfast. Located near the Pink Pistol Boutique that sells Western wear and merchandise selected by Miranda herself, the Ladysmith in Tushomingo, Oklahoma is owned and developed by Miranda
herself.
What was
herself. That?
I'm throwing a party over here. Number 4, her camping style. When Miranda camps, she glamps.
What's glamps?
Glamour camping. Yeah, my friend Ashley used that.
What is glamour camping? When you have to stay in a motel?
It's where there's a campfire with wine glasses and, you know, Airstream trailers.
It's not actually then sleeping bags on the ground in a tent.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Her love for animals. Mm-hmm. She has her Mutt Nation Foundation, which she's actually giving away a truck right now if you sign up and bid. Yeah. MirandaLambert.com.
Okay. Yeah, you beat me to it. I was going to say, how do people do this?
MirandaLambert.com. Her no-nonsense attitude. Miranda is known for her not tolerating nonsense. And back in 2012, her husband and fellow country artist Blake Shelton told Redbook about her. Miranda doesn't want, and I'm using this for lack of a better word, a wuss. She doesn't want a whipped guy. That's not attractive to her. And honestly, I can't imagine that would be attractive to any girl.
A whipped guy.
Right.
She's looking for a man.
A man.
One that listens to, like, Remasculate podcast.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, her relationship with Blake Shelton. Although Miranda and Blake are a country power couple, they still manage to keep some privacy by doing their interviews separately. Recently, Miranda told 60 Minutes, "We feel like we're very honest with who we are and our relationship. We've kind of told the good, the bad, the ugly as our relationship has progressed from the beginning till now. And people dig anyway."
Are we going to be shocked when they split up?
Don't. It's her birthday. We don't talk like that on her birthday.
But there's always happy birthday, Miranda. Happy birthday, Miranda. What about the rumors and all the stuff you always hear about?
People don't like happy ever afters.
Well, that's why we pretend to be like
happy.
Yeah. No. I mean, no. No. Like, if we keep it on, like, I wonder if they're okay. I wonder if. See, that's right. What we have to keep it. The interest of, you know.
But then if they follow us on Facebook, we're always posting usies.
Yeah. Okay, it's time to take a picture. Time to take a picture. We got to document this. We have to document. What?
Have you ever gone through? You don't.
What?
I go through my Facebook sometimes, and I go like through our relationship. I'm like, oh, that was fun. Oh, that was what? Oh. Why don't I wear my hair like that anymore?
I was wondering that.
What?
I was wondering why you don't wear your hair like that anymore.
Like what?
Like you just said, that picture. You said, I wonder why I don't wear my hair like that. And I was like, why don't you wear your hair like that?
I like to keep it changing.
Which one are you talking about? Which
yeah, that's what I'm wondering, which what you're
of
talking
that, no,
about.
No, I'm wondering which one of the pictures that, I wish I had worn my hair like that. Which one are you talking about?
I have moments where I think about going back to the shorter do, the longer bob.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't, I promise.
Yay! I just saw an article the other day about Faith Hill's new pixie cut.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
it was not a pixie cut. I hate it when I know I'm a guy and I shouldn't know that.
Negative Nancy.
But it's not a negative Nancy. It's when the journalists don't know what they're talking about.
She has a pixie cut.
It's not a pixie cut.
It's very pixie.
No, it's a short haircut. A pixie cut is a different cut than a shorter haircut.
What do you think a pixie cut is?
A pixie cut is almost a boy's haircut.
And hers is?
It's just a shorter haircut. That's why there's hairstyle. Like, you know, I couldn't call an ombre a...
So these are pixie cuts.
Right. That is not what she had. She just had a shorter haircut.
That looks like her hair.
No, it does not.
She just had it spiked.
It does not. Look at it. It's not the same thing.
I got you.
Because I was not the only person that noticed that. Under the picture, they were like, that is not a show. As a matter of fact, I think she might just have her hair in a bun. But it's kind of like when journalists just try to say, look, isn't this cute? All you ladies should do this. No.
Did you see where Kacey Musgraves' underwear fell off or something?
No.
Like she had like stickable underwear and it fell off during the CMAs.
Stickable underwear?
I think so. I don't have the story in front of me. But I saw it posted like 5 different places. I was like, this is not news. Talking about her underwear falling off.
That is news.
No.
Somebody's underwear falling off on stage, especially stinkable underwear.
Hold on.
Are you going to look it up? Did you already find it?
I'm still looking up Faith Hill.
Oh.
Something
who did
wrong
not have a pixie haircut.
It kind of looks a pixie-like, but let's drop that. I don't want to talk about hair with you.
Okay, but let's get back to the panties.
Kacey Musgraves.
I love panty talk.
So she performed at the CMAs. She performed with Loretta, and she had done the song in a short jeweled shift dress. With sheer panels down the sides,
mm-hmm.
which I Loretta was like putting her arm around her. I was like, Loretta's like touching her skin. That's what it looked like. I don't know why I thought that was awkward. Anyway, she came.
I don't know why you would think that was awkward either.
She came backstage to talk to the press and she's like, I lost my panties right before that. She said they were stick on kind and they weren't stuck on. And the curtain was about to come up. She had to rip them off and throw them to the side.
Oh, there's so they didn't somewhere fall off while she was on stage.
No.
They didn't just become unstuck.
But still, you're getting ready to go sing with the queen,
and you
Loretta,
don't have on any panties.
And your panties stop sticking?
Is that something she should be telling? That I went out on stage with no panties?
It's Kacey Musgraves. She's one of those girls that really just doesn't give a darn.
She doesn't care about her arrow.
No, her arrow is just wherever it wants to go. Do you know what this means for country music? That's what she said when her song won Song of the Year.
So, do you have nonstick panties?
I don't. I have those, like, things that I put over my...
Chicken cutlets?
No, these cover up the nipples.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Did you forget
so
what
graphic.
Podcast you were on? Sweet baby
Jesus.
But no,
when I wear, like, dresses or shirts that I can't wear a bra with, I use double
Band-Aids?
Stick tape. No, I upgraded.
Oh.
And I bought double stick fashion tape, and I stick these, like, clear, you've seen them, things over my nipples.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I did that to a wedding we went to this summer.
Right.
And I got all sweaty, and they were getting a little loose. I was like, oh, crap.
Huh.
We gotta go home.
Huh.
So, it happens.
So...
Are you uncomfortable?
Talking about... No!
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Brownie brittle!
I don't think you should bring up sticky panties and brownie brittle in the same...
That's a kinky night.
Yeah, right there. So you could.
You're like speechless. What's wrong with you? Come on,
I'm just not used to you talking about your
it's a
lady
fashion.
Parts oh. on the podcast because you're always so oh.
But this was
oh,
like
shucks,
a,
golly.
I'm not being vulgar.
You said nipple. You said. I don't think I've...
It's a part of your body.
Did your mother know you talk like that?
Probably not. Probably not. You know what? We got to talk about it. The snow, it's here.
It's snowing right now.
In Colorado.
In Colorado. And that's why your nipples look like they're about to cut glass? Is that what you're...
We don't need to describe
them. Why do we
need
to talk about that? Why? See what you... That's why we can't talk like this.
It sends you off the cliff of...
Let's just talk about not your boobs, but your eyeballs.
You like my eyeballs?
You're getting LASIK surgery.
Oh, I was like, where are you going with this? Yes, Dr. Cuttarelli
we
rocks.
Can't talk about boob surgery. We'll talk about...
Right. That'll be the next one.
No.
Once I pay off my eyes.
So you're getting LASIK.
I am on Friday. I'm actually kind of nervous.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. Like today, last night I was started asking you questions.
What's
and you're kind of like...
What's it like? What's it feel like? Is there going to be
you're
pain?
Like,
what's the worst
shush.
Part of it?
Yeah, like, what does it feel like? Because you're going to be out of town, and I'm like, I can take on the world by myself. So there's not going to be anyone here to comfort me.
I know,
I'm
but
not
see, the difference
well.
Is you're getting the
LASIK.
Brand new LASIK surgery.
Not the PRK.
Not the PRK that I had, where they actually slice your eyeball and then it has to heal. You're getting the zap. The So.
Yeah.
Well, you're making it like a face.
Because I don't want to think about my eyeball getting zapped.
You can actually smell it.
I do.
It had because it's like a human burning skin, and then you this little whiff. Will...
They should like put like an air freshener under your nose. Maybe I'll bring my own.
Maybe just put some mentholatum right under, under your nose. There.
Dr. Cuttarelli, will you
get some mentholatum? You can put it under my nose.
Put this under my nose while, yeah.
So
yeah,
you, are
I'm
you
really
are
excited.
Nervous about it?
I was thinking about that last night, and then today I was like, I'm a little nervous because this. This whole process went really fast. I was like, I want to go talk to them about it, see what's up. And they're like, we can do it today. What? Whoa.
They really said that to you. They actually said,
like,
would you like to do it this afternoon?
I have a life in my office. And then they want to do it the Friday before I went to Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can do it this Friday. You're like, no.
You can't wear eye makeup for a week after. That was my initial, well, you don't want to look ugly when you go back home.
Here's definitely a good thing to talk about. I could not figure out why you would worry about going home. You're going to see your family who knows you, and they know what you look like, have all your life. But you don't
never...
want to not have makeup on around your family?
No, not my family. But I was at Walmart, and I was, you know, out and about. You run into your high school friends you haven't seen in 15
years.
Oh, the
high school sweetheart?
No. I didn't have a high school sweetheart. I had one boyfriend in high school, and he doesn't live in Missouri. I promise. You've never asked me about that. Like, I go home by myself all the time. You've never asked me about that.
I know, because I put my fingers in my... La, 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 I don't want to know. La, la, la.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't trust me?
No, I trust you, but I'm like... La, 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 la.
But you never want to... Like, it's always the girls. just like Betsy Johnson said, girls dress for other girls. Well, girls look pretty for other girls, because if you don't, you know they're going to turn around and be like, oh my gosh, Janet Blair was in town and she
did you see
like
her?
Hell.
There's a reason she's...
So now I'm going to a little big town concert, second row, with no eye makeup because of my decision.
Just wear sunglasses the whole time. Just be cool. Just yeah. Just put on like...
They'll just be like, Colorado?
She must be...
Toker.
Yeah. She got sunglasses on. She must be high.
But yeah, I'm excited. I am excited about my LASIK. I'm excited to not have to wear glasses or contacts anymore.
Ever again.
Ever.
Yeah. Then you won't have to worry about... Then you can just do the eyelash extensions and they won't rub against your glasses.
Yeah.
I really didn't even know about that till the other night. We ran into a friend of yours.
You didn't know what?
I had heard about eyelash extensions, but I guess I shouldn't say it. I didn't know about them. I'd never seen them because I didn't know that they would look
your
that.
Your friend Tracy wears them.
Tracy has eyelash extensions?
Constantly.
I didn't know that. I really didn't know that.
Wow.
See, that's chick talk.
You're oblivious. She posts on Facebook.
Well, maybe
all the
time. Because I don't even.
Oh. Yeah, so my friend T-Square,
I just thought they would look like fake eyelash, like you when you put on fake eyelashes, but they don't.
They kind of do. They look like really thick ones, really thick long ones. So my friend T-Squared, I didn't know for a while if they were extensions.
See, that's
what
I'm saying.
Or if they were fake eyelashes.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't until the time when I called her out of the blue and had her come over to the house, and she's like, I have no makeup on, and she still had the eyelashes, and I'm like, those are so extensions, and they look amazing on her. I'm so jealous. But then we met her daughter, and her daughter has these just
massive eyelashes, and that's another
and
reason
real.
I would assume that
it was genetic.
Right. I guess my point being, if I haven't already made it, is that if it's done right, it looks
amazing,
just real.
Just like any procedure you have
I
done.
I guess so.
Right?
So you're getting your eyes bigger. Is that what you're getting done?
I do need bigger eyes.
You're getting.
That's why I'm so stressed
getting,
about not wearing eye makeup.
You're getting eyeball augmentation?
I'm not even going to try for meet and greets because I don't want that documented. I don't care if I meet Brett Eldridge.
You have met Brett Eldridge.
I know, but I don't have a picture with him. Oh, wait, we do.
Yeah, you do.
Drinking makes you forget things.
Well, I don't know why you drink like that. I have no idea why you drank till blackout state.
I did not drink till blackout.
I know. I'm just trying to stir up shit here on the podcast.
On the podcast. You know what I do, though? I have an obsession with license plates.
Yes, you do. I'm glad you mentioned that. Ladies and gentlemen, this girl has
a problem.
A real problem. And if that wasn't the weirdest transition ever...
Eyelashes. Should we do a commercial break?
Huh?
That was a tease, and now we go to a commercial break.
Let's take a little bit of a break.
That was a tease.
And we will come back, and you will find out why she has a problem with license plates. Bum, okay, we are back, and we were talking about Janet.
You should sing every time we come back.
Sing what? No, the people get tired. Janet has a real problem.
I have a problem.
A real problem.
I need to see a professional.
With license plates. She can't go anywhere without going, look, their license is out of date.
I do. And you know what started this? It
what?
Was you. It's all your fault. Because you went several months beyond your date.
Uh-huh.
Because
I was so mad at myself.
Because I pull into the driveway next to your truck every day. And I'm like, how did I not see that? And now it's an obsession.
Did I get a ticket for that?
I think you
what
did.
What was it? I think
or
I
they
did.
Pulled you over or something.
It
yes.
was, oh, it was a parking. I was illegally yes. parked and the whole thing went down that way. That's what
yeah.
it was. Yeah. But and I was like, you didn't notice? You see it all the
right.
time. You
and I was the same way. I'm like, I didn't notice? What is wrong with me?
So now, seriously, we can't go without her going, look, They're out of date. Oh, look at those. They're 3 months past their expiration. Oh, look at that. I'm like, you should just start writing tickets.
You should just give me a pad, officer. I will make you some money.
You know how mad people would hate you if you just wrote down license number and mailed them in and said, these people are.
Well, you know what? I've made some observations about these people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The ones that are out of date?
For several months out of date.
Okay.
So, for instance, there's on my way home. Don't talk with your hands. There's cords. On my way home, there's a place where the right lane turns into a right turn only lane and the left lane goes straight.
Uh-huh.
So many times people will go down that right lane and then try and get over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, those are the people with license plates that are expired. The other day, I was slowly backing out and this truck just like zooms around me. And I look over, July.
Of what?
2014.
So it expired in July.
Yeah.
All this time.
Right. And the car today.
So
that,
what,
like,
psychological makeup?
They don't give a crap about what anybody else thinks or the rules. They think they're above
it. Okay. All right.
So like tonight, I'm driving home. It's a little icy out. So people are going slow. This car like comes up to the very, almost the light. And like once over.
Uh-huh.
And I would have gotten hit had I not been the defensive driver that obeys the rules. And pulls over, February 2014.
What?
Yep.
How can the... All right, somebody in the police department is not doing their job.
Right.
And you can't go that far.
February. And it's just they don't...
They don't care?
Or...
Are they too high from legal pot in Colorado? I don't know.
I just think they think they're above the rules. They're like, bah, I got more important things to do, like cut Janet off.
The other obsession that Janet has.
Blinkers.
Blinkers.
Is that where you were going?
No, but that's fine. That is perfect. That goes along the blinkers.
You have
a blinker obsession.
I will
obsession.
Curse at people.
You will hit my horn. She will reach over from the passenger seat. Use your blinker. Like, they can't hear you.
I know, but they know. Oh, you know what I started doing? Like, someone does that. I'll, like, flip my blinkers back and forth, like...
Do you not think that could be some type of weird psychological obsession on your part?
Again, I think they think they're above the rules, and it's dangerous. It's reckless.
Hmm. Well,
where were you going to go?
I wasn't going to the blinkers. I was going for the night police.
I laugh every time we talk about this because I think it's so cute. Do you think it's cute?
I think it's cute, but it's really education. Strange. It's really strange.
If somebody's
riding a bicycle and it might be close to dark, not even dark
they
yet.
They need lights.
Why are they riding their bicycle at this time of night? Why? I go, oh gosh, why? Why are they out at almost dark? We should alert the night police. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see the same thing. Look at these people walking this late.
It's dark outside.
It's dark. Aren't they worried that they could be jumped or hit by a car? I should alert the night police. You have
I
this
can't
whole.
Believe you're sharing this.
But
with the
you
public.
Have a whole thing about if it's night, it must be bad and scary.
Huh.
Is that it? Is
that
it?
Comes from
because you worry about things at night.
I
at
do.
Night.
I'm like a 90-year-old lady. Imagine you better be happy that you're. A few years older than me, because you're probably not going to make it to my 90th birthday.
Uh-huh.
But I'll be
no,
one
I'm
of those...
probably not. I'm probably not going to make it to your 90th.
I'm going to be one of those cranky old ladies that are just going to be like,
why is
constantly.
Everybody? Why are we having this party so late? Why is this starting at 6? Everybody should be
we
home in bed by
eat
7.
At 4 o'clock. Why are we eating at 4:15? I'm going to be that
late. Why do old people eat early?
I think because
they go to bed
they have
early.
Nothing else to do.
So they just live for.
Yeah.
It's 4 o'clock. We should probably get something to eat.
I went home to Missouri, and my mother, 5 o'clock, we're at my aunt's house. She's like, we turn on the TV, the news is on. I was like, whoa.
Your mom said this?
Yes. I was like, Mom, didn't you just watch the news at noon? Yeah. Okay. The news comes back on at 6.
Yeah, but this is the early news at 5.
I'm like, whoa.
She's become one of those people.
That's going to be me. It's just because she doesn't have anything to do. She lives for those things. Lassie comes on at 2. The news comes on at 5.
Wait,
and then at 6.
Wait. Wait.
Watched
Lassie.
We watched Lassie. We did.
Here, Lassie.
I don't even know the song, but yeah.
I used to remember the song. I can't think of it now. But your mom watches reruns of Lassie?
When you don't have anything to do, the daytime TV selections are not great.
In Missouri? In Winterbone?
In Winterbone. They have Comcast.
Do you think Winterbone has affected everybody's belief in Missouri, or just mine?
It's just yours.
Just mine.
You are the only one that makes reference to it on a regular basis. And I think it's because I don't think you realized where I came from until we watched that movie. And I was like, hey, that's Stone and Taney County. That's where I live.
You're like, hey, I know where that is.
And you're like, oh, fudge. Oh,
you're from the meth head crack city of
Missouri
Winterbone?
Missouri is the meth capital of the country. And yeah, it's about, like... It
so thanks to that movie, I think of, here's I how I see Missouri.
I know. It's
St.
So
Louis and Winterbone. That's
what
how.
About Kansas City?
Kansas City is really part of Kansas. I know it bleeds over, but Kansas City
no,
is really.
No, it's not. The Royals and the Chiefs all play in Missouri.
Ooh. And they're all high on Winterbone. But I don't even know. You're talking about sports things. Why?
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 Why? Why? St. Louis is also shared with Illinois. There's St. Louis, Missouri, and St. Louis, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Kansas City. It's split.
Right. The St. Louis has that line, what river thing on East St.
Yeah.
Louis or whatever. And the
yeah,
whole...
it's scary. Anyway, yeah. So your thought of Missouri is Winterbone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen Winterbone,
and
it's a great movie.
Jennifer Lawrence was so good in that.
I know.
I'd never even heard of her.
I know.
Until,
it was before anyone knew who she was.
I remember when the movie came out, I'm like, I don't know anybody in this movie. I don't
and
even,
I'm like, this is about Missouri.
And now look at her. She, Academy Award winner, naked
Dayton.
Pictures on the internet.
Who's she dating now?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone famous. Shut
Come
up.
On, TMZ. Tell me. You're the one that's...
I stopped with my TMZ obsession.
Oh.
Because they were talking about the Kardashians too much.
I'm about sick. Can't we be done with that?
I love that show. I know.
No, I mean, it's one thing to love the show, but it's one thing
I don't
to just
hear
be
about
every,
it outside.
Everywhere you look, they're doing this. Oh, this. Oh, the new. What's the now? Kendall is turning into be every
Kylie.
Kylie, whatever. Because she's the new.
They're all like, obsessed with her lipstick color. Like,
please
it's,
let it just be. Let it just be over.
Kylie,
I just saw a thing that
Kendall.
Chloe's butt beat out the new Kim's butt. Like what?
Yeah. What about that Anaconda singer's butt?
I don't know who that is.
Nicki Minaj?
Oh, she just sings about my anaconda?
Yeah, she has that anaconda song.
I don't even know
what she had butt implants.
Oh, I saw the picture. She did have butt implants. You see from the picture where she sits down, you're like, there's some big gel implants in that thing.
But, and again, how do they get jeans? My thighs are a little bit bigger than
rich,
most thighs.
They're rich, and they have people that tailor the jeans. They're,
I need
they're
to get rich.
Special. You can't buy jeans that would fit an ass like that and your waist. There's
right.
no
it's,
way.
It's impossible. And I bet they pay like $400 for a pair of jeans.
And I don't even understand that whole look. I think that's a big ass. I don't understand the whole concept of.
All you got to do is get a cubicle job and eat wrong, and you
and then
get
you
that.
get a Kardashian ash.
Kardashian-ish. That's a lot of ish.
That's a lot of ish. But you know what I mean? I've seen those pictures and I go, oh, she's got this. Like, no, that just looks, I remember, maybe it's just.
It's not your thing.
Not my thing, but it's not a.
Some dudes like the booty. Some dudes like the boobies. You like the boobies.
Boobies.
Some guys like legs.
Legs.
But you don't like the booty.
No. I'm not all about the bass,
No
all
trouble.
All about the bass.
I like that song now.
I know. A lot of people do. I heard some people talking about it the other day about how, you know, it's this empowerment song
it
about
is.
Love you. You should love yourself the way it is. And
from
at the same
the
time.
From the bottom to the top.
Mm-hmm, but at the other thing, it's another way of saying, don't worry what you look like. Eat whatever the hell you want. Don't try to exercise. Take care of yourself.
They say nothing like that in the song.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The people on talk radio that I were here call and talk
the
about.
The lazy people that want to hear that, they're going to hear that.
Well, I know, but it's just, they're saying it's another way of
right.
saying, you know, because you keep hearing all about this, you know, love yourself the way you are. It doesn't matter. You can be as big as you want to be and you're still healthy. And instead of people never want to actually hear like, well, you know, your blood sugar is really high. You
right.
know, that, your cholesterol is really high. I don't care how big you are. You know, that's why there's diabetes medicine. There's like,
mm-hmm.
there's not. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what they were talking about this radio, how it's another song to say, don't worry about trying to be healthy, just be who whatever you think you want to be.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And if you're smart, you're not going to do that. I'm very impressed with how healthy society is becoming. Even in Missouri, there were people out running.
The cops? It's winter bone.
No, but like in the morning, I saw like moms running, and I never saw that growing up.
They were running from the husbands that were like, "Where's my breakfast, you bitch? I've been drinking all night. Where's my eggs?"
Are you ever going to go to Missouri with me? Crap. Everyone's like, "Where's Steve? He's working." But on Facebook, it says he's home. Well, he's working.
He's working. I was working. I had a show here. Didn't I?
You had an impromptu show.
Yeah, I did have an impromptu show. And I did have a dinner with Christian Kane.
He's cute. Does he still have long hair? Or did he chop
it? No, he's chopped all of his hair off.
I'm so sad.
And
he's
you didn't
anymore,
see that. You didn't see the picture that he
posted? I couldn't
tell
if he was short hair or long hair.
I really thought it was cool that Christian posted a picture of us together and said, "Hey, look at me with mud flap." I thought that was kind of cool.
He answered the phone.
Huh?
He answered the phone when I called.
What did you say to him? Because Christian goes, "I think she thought I was you." Well, too, he was pretending to be me.
I was like, "Hello?" And you always answer in an Asian voice or a Spanish voice.
Uh-huh. I told him I always answer in a foreign accent.
And he did. And I was like, "Hey, babe."
Well, this is really funny. Now that should have thought of this earlier, we were sitting at the dinner table, and we were talking about you having his Jack Daniels bottle.
I hate that you remind him of that.
And he goes, "Oh, where is she tonight?" And I go, "Oh, she's in Missouri visiting her parents." And I go, "You know, it'd be cool if you just call her and pretend to be me." Mm-hmm. So he called, and you didn't answer the phone. So. He turns to me and he goes, say hello, Janet, and say it in the way you say it. He goes, let me hear you talk. And I go, "What?" He goes, "Just talk. Let me hear you talk." So I go, "Talk about what?" "Hello, Janet. How's Missouri?" And he goes, "Hello, Janet. How's Missouri?" Okay, so you kind of go up. He goes, "You kind of go up on the end." Okay, "Hey, Janet. How's Missouri?" And he was trying to, like, do my voice. Uh-huh.
That's what actors do.
Yeah. And so we set the phone down, and you didn't call back immediately.
Sorry.
So we kind of forgot about it. And when the phone was ringing, he goes, how do you normally answer the phone?" And I go, in a foreign voice.
And
that's what he did.
And I thought it was – and he's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, what's up? He's like, "This is Christian." And I was like, huh? I'm laying in bed. I'm like, huh? Oh, hi. How's it going? I'm like, "Yeah, I go out of town and Hollywood comes to Colorado." Yeah. I said that out loud.
You said that to him?
Yes.
Oh.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, we'll have to go to dinner, blah, blah, blah." Yeah.
Yeah. So the people that don't know, we're mentioning Christian Kane. Christian Kane was in Leverage. He's a country singer. He's in the new TV show called The Librarians, I think, that starts really soon on TNT,
something.
But he's done a lot of stuff, and he was here in town to film a new movie called Christmas Time,
mm-hmm.
with Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters. And so this is another weird part of the story. Christian was with a girl who I just assumed.
Wait, is he married? Should we be talking about?
No, this is all cool.
Okay.
Well, he was with a girl. And, you know, they introduced me as like, you know, "Hey, this is Marley." And I go, "Oh, hey, Marley, how you doing?" And my friend Colin was there, the guy, the director mm-hmm. guy that I know here. We're all sitting around the table. So we're just all talking and talking. And as I was leaving, you know, I kept thinking, she looks familiar to me. Uh-huh. I don't know who she is, but she looks familiar. If I seen her somewhere, she – whatever. So I Google her name, and turns out, she's the other actress in the movie.
Oh.
She's in the movie. It was in the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Which one?
Planet Terror. She's actually she was on the poster for the movie Planet Terror, which I think is why I recognize, like, her. And then I got to thinking, did I break Hollywood etiquette by not knowing who she was or treating her the celebrity?
I
think that's what I sort of did. He's like, "Hey, how's it going? Good to see you." You know, and everybody just treated everybody at the table sort of like, "Hey, cool. We're just eating dinner, and how was Halloween?" And you know,
right.
"How do you like haunted houses?"
Let's go to a haunted house.
And then we went to a haunted house across the street.
Which you hate.
I hate haunted houses. And I would not have gone to this. I do. I freaking
peer
hate haunted
pressure.
Houses. I was under total peer pressure. Christian Kane peer pressured me into going to a haunted house.
I would eat a jalapeno if Miranda made me.
Would you do it?
I would.
Because that's how much you hate it. So if she said, come on, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the same thing. Okay, so we go to this haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
It's across the street from the restaurant we go
mm-hmm.
to. It looks cool. It's
looks
got
cool.
these. It's smoke in it. There's colored lights and there's spooky sounds coming out.
And you're like, oh, crap.
Oh, this is going to be horrible.
I'm going to piss myself.
Oh, this is. And the guys, the two guys that were out front running this thing were so
smashed.
They were so drunk. They could like, this tent, it's like a $10. Everybody's got a $10 donation to go through the house. And wait right here. I've got to go tell the actors. We've got somebody coming through. And we had to kind of just waited. And then the guy was trying to, you go around the back of this haunted house because you start back in the back. And he couldn't unlock the door. And when he kept dropping the keys. And I'm like hiding behind Christian. I'm like, because I don't want some.
He's not a tall man.
He's not a tall man. But
why didn't you hide behind Colin?
Well, I did that too. I kind of got between Colin and Christian. Because
until
Christian says, I hate chainsaws. And I go, me too. If there's a chainsaw in this thing, somebody's going to get hurt. So the guy finally opens the door. You come in the back door, which is turns out to be this small, old, turn-of-the-century house in
uh-huh.
Boulder. You come in the back door. You walked into the kitchen area where they had it sort of decorated with skulls and bones and stuff. Nothing scary. We walked into the living room that was kind of like there's a mannequin and there's another bone and a head and there's a turtle in a aquarium
mm-hmm.
and Christian's like, oh, there's a turtle. Turtle. Everybody's like, oh, look at the turtle. That was the most impressive. And then you walked out the front door. That was it. That was the entire.
Where were the actors?
There was one actor that said, look out for the zombies as soon as you walked in. That was it. That was the entire. And
wow.
then we started going, this was the lamest
ever.
Haunted house.
You're
we're
like,
all
sweet.
Laughing our ass off. And we should just go get our.
It was a donation for charity, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a donation for the actors in the house and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It was a donation to keep it up and running.
The fun adventures you have when I'm away, I keep you home.
You do. Like right now, I'm home. I'm home right now doing this, enjoying the podcast with you.
Right.
And did you know that they have Caniacs?
Oh, dear Lord. Well, they have the church choir for Eric Church.
Is that what it's called?
They have the Rand fans for Miranda.
Because after
everyone has their
after
own
Christian posted this on Twitter, the hashtag Caniac came up. And now it's like all involved. The Caniacs are – they seem to be really nice. They're following the podcast. A bunch of them have followed the Twitter. Other people have posted.
The
thanks
Twitter?
Thanks to Christian, I've discovered Steve McGrew. He's really funny. Check out his videos.
I'm the one that pointed that out to you.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
It is.
So it's nice to have the Caniacs.
Hi,
and
Caniacs.
Say hi, because I'm definitely going to hashtag Caniacs for our podcast now.
Hashtag Caniacs.
He's a Caniac, Caniac on
now
the
Now they
floor.
Have a theme song.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
So that's it.
This was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm glad we got a chance to sit down and do this again.
Finally.
No.
Might be another
You need to not wait so long to want to do this. I don't know why you don't want to do podcasts.
I know. I hate them. Whatever.
Well, we usually do them after your podcast.
Right, but I can't do two podcasts in one night.
No,
it exhausts me.
It does, and I've pointed out to you that sometimes we don't feel like we have the energy you should after your second podcast. You're like, okay, what do you want to talk about?
What do you
want to
do? Oh, you hate country music. I know.
She brought that up again.
I know. It really
can
bothers
me. Can we let it go?
Nope.
Because I absolutely hate
it. Go.
I absolutely
let it go.
Hate it. Let it go. Okay, say bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, we can't say bye yet. How do you get a hold of you?
PinkBarb27@Yahoo.
And our email for this?
WrinkledSheets1
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Because don't do just @WrinkledSheets because that bitch goes crazy.
I was talking about email.
Oh, that's
now
right.
Now Twitter.
Twitter.
Is WrinkledSheets1.
Yeah. Make sure you put the number one because if you just put the WrinkledSheets, that bitch goes crazy.
And we're on Facebook @WrinkledSheets Podcast.
Yeah. And you can find me by
everywhere. Just Google Steve Mudflat McGrew.
That's exactly what
I do.
I say
it constantly just to make sure there's nothing else popping up that I need to know about.
Does anything pop up that you need to know about?
Nope.
Oh, thank God.
I Google.
Whew.
I Google my boyfriend constantly.
My scrubber app is working. Okay, so we'll see you guys next time. Say bye.
Maybe. Bye.